This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in Massachusetts are responding to the new state regulations that would force churches to open the ladies' room to transgendered men. Andrew Beckwith of the Massachusetts Family Institute told The Worldview how his Christian policy group plans to overturn this foolish law through the Keep Massachusetts Safe campaign.
The good news is that as out of control as the Massachusetts legislature government is right now on these issues, the LGBT revolution, framers of the Constitution in Massachusetts knew there'd be days like this, maybe not quite like this, but they knew there'd be times when their bad laws were passed, so they had a provision for repealing laws that the people don't want.
God's Word addresses the transgender issue clearly in Deuteronomy 22. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. Planned Parenthood's abortion empire is a house of cards that's falling apart. That's the contention of David DeLeiden, the head of the pro-life group, the Center for Medical Progress, which exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of baby body parts in undercover videos. DeLeiden revealed a startling piece of news at the Values Voters Summit on September 10th in Washington, D.C.
We now know from documents leaked from George Soros' Open Society Foundation that just a few weeks after CMP started releasing videos, Planned Parenthood begged George Soros Foundation for an emergency grant estimated to run up to $8 million to try to cover their tracks and distract the public. The Soros Board of Directors, according to the leaked annual reports, said the videos had, quote, upended America's biggest abortion business, and that their long-term consequences involve the substantial eroding of Planned Parenthood's credibility and reputation.
DeLeiden said that, quote, since the videos were released, 26 states, more than half the country, have moved to strip Planned Parenthood of its taxpayer subsidies and reassign the money to full-spectrum mainstream community health centers, unquote. Even Cokie Roberts, a liberal Democrat on National Public Radio, confessed that the video of Hillary Clinton being helped and stumbling into a van during a September 11th memorial service was, quote, incredibly damaging, unquote. Furthermore, Roberts revealed that Hillary's latest medical episode has led Democrats to, quote, nervously begin to whisper, unquote, about the need to replace her as the presidential nominee. Pro-life advocates in Ireland are praising a law they say has saved as many as 196,000 lives by restricting abortion. According to the Christian Institute, the Eighth Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which was added 33 years ago, defended the equal right to life of the unborn child and the mother. Pro-lifers are standing strong in the face of pro-aborts who want to repeal it. Pastor Saeed Abedini has not allowed his previous imprisonment in an Iranian prison for his Christian faith to dissuade him from speaking the truth. On the 15th anniversary of 9/11, Abedini declared on Facebook that Islam, quote, is from Satan, unquote, and that Muslims started a war on Christianity with the terror attacks. He went into detail in an exclusive Worldview interview.
I believe 11th September is the day of started war between Muslim and Christian, again after 1,000 years, and after that, but our politician kind of like try to hide it, that everything is okay, it's just terrorist attack, something like that. I don't believe in terrorist attack or just like individual attack, because I know the teaching of the Quran.
Pastor Abedini explained how Christians should react.
How we can attack the Muslims, how we can attack the darkness by Jesus' name, by reaching them with love of Christ and by preaching the gospel.
1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Here's an oxymoron, an atheist pastor. Greta Vosper, ordained in 1993 by the United Church of Canada, says the Bible is mythology and denies that Jesus is the Son of God. Despite the fact that Vosper declared her atheism in 2001, now, finally, the Toronto Conference Review Committee for the denomination has concluded the woman is not suitable to continue in ordained ministry because, quote, she does not believe in God, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit, unquote. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Five Russian scientists at an Arctic meteorological station are surrounded by polar bears. At least 10 of the giant animals set up a round-the-clock watch on the research station, making it impossible for the scientists to continue their research. According to the Russian TASS news agency, help is on the way in the form of pyrotechnics and more guard dogs. There's just one glitch. It won't arrive for a month. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.